Okay, this week's parsha is Pak, and I'd like to share with you two thoughts that I heard actually on the radio in Eretz Yisrael yesterday, on Thursday, that they come together, I think, to teach us a very, very important lesson that we learn in our lives, and particularly that we take from Parshas Balak. Everyone's familiar with this famous story. Balak comes and hires Bilam to go curse B'nai Israel, and we know the story very, very well. The most famous part of the story probably is when finally Bilam makes way towards Midian to go and assist Balak in his plans to curse B'nai Israel. So there is a famous incident that takes place then. The Torah describes how the Malach appears on the derech to stop Bilam in his tracks, and we know the story that ensues as follows. The donkey, if you will, of Bilam, he sees the Malach in front of him, and the Malach has a sword that's drawn in his hand, and the donkey's pretty scared. Donkey sees a Malach with a drawn sword, and he tries to veer out of the way in order to save himself. Bilam doesn't like his donkey's movements. Bilam obviously doesn't see the Malach, and he hits him. And this takes place a second time, and he goes into a wall, hits him again. Finally, the Malach cuts off their path entirely, and they're in a very, very narrow place where it's impossible to turn right or left. And then the Malach stands right there, and the donkey just collapses. Tirbatz tachas Bilam. And we know the story that takes place. Bilam then again hits his donkey a third time. The pasuk describes Parachav Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'azon. Then Hashem opens the mouth of the donkey, Vatomer le Bilam, and he says to Bilam, the donkey speaks and says, Me'a sisi lecha, what did I do to you? Ki kizan izeh shalosh regalim. That you have now hit me three times. And we know the famous story that ensues afterwards. I'd like to focus with you though for a moment, just very, very briefly, on this phrase where the donkey turns to Bilam and says, Bilam, what did I do to you that you hit me shalosh regalim? The phrase regalim is very, very strange because it should have said shalosh pe'amim, three times. What do you mean, shalosh regalim? Three legs? Three regalim? So Rashi picks up on this word. Rashi's bothered with this problem. And Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma that says, Ramaz lo, that the donkey was hinting to Bilam the following. You're trying to uproot a nation. Hachogeges shalosh regalim bashana. You're trying to uproot a nation that goes ahead and celebrates three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos during the year. That's what you're trying to do. That's how Rashi understands this phrase, Shalosh Regalim. But this question, this Rashi begs another question. This Rashi just makes it more challenging for us, which is, what is the connection between Shalosh Regalim and the Musar that the donkey is now giving Bilam? You want to say, Bilam, how are you going to destroy this nation that's going to keep the Shabbos? Bilam, how are you going to destroy this nation that's so careful with brachos? What in the world over here is the connection between Shalosh Regalim and Bilam's rebuke that he receives from this donkey? So on the radio yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, just tongue-in-cheek, a very, very nice man on the radio, and Radio Kol Chai, was suggesting a vart which he heard from his father, and the idea went like this. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says there's something very, very special about the concept of Shalosh Regalim, of the three times that B'nai Yisrael would go to the Beis HaMikdash every single year, Shalosh Regalim. And that is as follows. The pasuk describes in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Zayin, Mayafuf Amayich Ban Olim Bas Nadiv, how beautiful are your footsteps in the shoes, Bas Nadiv, daughter of Avinu. There's a beautiful description of B'nai Yisrael's ascending to Har HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, three times a year, Shalosh Regalim. There was a beauty. Imagine everybody picking up, leaving their homes, coming together, leaving their field, leaving their work, and just coming together as a family on a pilgrimage three times a year. But that alone itself is very, very nice. But there's a lot of nice things in our religion. What was special over here about this Shalosh Regalim? So he pointed out so beautifully the following thing. He said that, you know, a person would have thought, you know, millions of Jews coming to Yerushalayim, not the biggest city, not Yerushalayim of today, Yerushalayim of yesteryear, how big was the whole city, and how much space was there for everybody. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us, V'lo amar adam tzar li hamakom sh'alim b'Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said, no one ever complained, ah, it's too tight, it's too difficult. Can you imagine just having dozens of people come into your house? Where's everyone going to sleep? You know, plan the beds, plan the housing, it's going to be impossible. But somehow, it all worked out. There wasn't complaining, there wasn't kvetching, there wasn't, oh, what am I going to do, how am I going to get through this? No, V'lo amar adam, the Mishnah says, tzar li hamakom sh'alim b'Yerushalayim. Said this beautiful radio host yesterday, in his quick little vart, the following idea. The donkey turns to Bilam and says, Bilam, look at you, Bilam, look at you. You're a little bit uncomfortable. Your donkey goes off derech, you whip him. Okay, he goes the other side, you whip him again. A third time, three times you hit him. You can't deal with a bit of uncomfortable situation. Look what you're about to do. You're about to take away a people, Klal Yisrael, who, for three Regalim, three times a year, are going to leave their home, their comfort. They're going to be in difficult situations and not the most comfortable place. And they won't say peep and they won't say a word. This is Klal Yisrael, Achogeges Shalosh Regalim, who, Bilam, this is a musar to you. Bilam, learn from Klal Yisrael. You get a little bit uncomfortable. You get a little bit off track and all of a sudden start hitting. And Klal Yisrael, although they may be beaten, they may be in a difficult situation, maybe in a hard time, still they don't beat, they don't hit, but they have a certain beauty, a certain mayafu fa'amayach, a certain beauty of Klal Yisrael that exists all the time, but particularly in challenging times, Rachmana Litzlan, that the Klal Yisrael face. That was radio session number one that I heard yesterday. The second one that I heard was a brief recording of the Levaya, Hashem Yikom Damo, of Malachi Rosenfeld, who was murdered in cold blood on Monday night with fans coming back from a basketball game in Eli. I'm sure everyone heard about it on the news, unfortunately. And he fought his wounds for almost 24 hours and then unfortunately left this world on Tuesday late afternoon. And on Wednesday morning in Kochava Shachar, where he was from, they had a levaya. And I heard only a few minutes of the Levaya, and it really, really spoke to me in a very, very beautiful way, which spoke about what Klal Yisrael is about. The father got up, and the father, unfortunately, is not new to suffering. He lost a brother of his, unfortunately, in battle, and unfortunately, 13 years ago, lost another son, Hashem Yirachim. And now he's, for the third time, Rachmana Litzlan, burying a very, very dear family member, young family member. And you didn't hear a word of complaint come out of his mouth. All you heard was the following. Emuna, Emuna, and more Emuna. All you heard was naming the different members of his family and the children and the nieces and nephews who this Malachi, Hashem Yikom Damo, was very, very close with. And then he said to his son, who was laying there before he was being put back into this holy earth, as a kadosh individual, he said to his son, I know that over the past few months we got into a certain song together. And we used to sing this song on Shabbos, and you enjoy the song. So he wanted to sing that song one time with his son before he left this world physically, entirely. And he asked everyone around him at the Levaya to join in with him and sing the song, which is a very, very popular song now in Eretz Yisrael, probably in America as well, the song of Afilu Bahastara. Shebesocha Astara, even in the hidden, among the hidden, the deepest hidden places, Bevadai Gam Sham Nimtza Hashem Yisbarach. Certainly there as well, Hashem is found. That's the beginning part, as everyone knows. And the second part goes, Gam Me'achori Advarim Akashim Ha'ur Malacha. Even behind the most difficult, challenging times that a person faces in this world, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid, Hashem Yisbarach, stands there, Hashem is with us, Hashem is behind us. And these are the words of a father suffering, oozing in pain, Rachmana Litzlan, over the loss of a very, very precious, dear 25-year-old son, Hashem Yikom Damo. And his words are not words of complaints, and his words are not words of bitterness towards Hashem Yisbarach. His words are words of strength, his words are words of chizuk, his words are words of emuna and bitachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. Mayafu fa'amayich. Look how beautiful Klal Yisrael is, that even the most difficult of times, sometimes, even in the most challenging of times, we shine in the most beautiful, the most incredible way, almost impossible to fathom the strength and the courage and the beauty of Klal Yisrael that shines in the most difficult times. I'd like to just close with a tefillah and a bracha, and that is that, unfortunately, a lot of times we shine a lot when things are difficult. If you remember only a year ago, when our three boys were taken, Hashem Yikom Damam, how much of a tremendous rally and beauty there was in Klal Yisrael, people being mechazik each other, people looking out for each other, and across the globe, in Eretz Yisrael, and in America, and everywhere else, there was a tremendous sense of achdus, a tremendous sense of feeling and love for each other. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes those difficult times and the challenging moments for us to come and rally around each other. We hope and we pray and we are mispalel that the beauty of Klal Yisrael should be able to come and shine through in good times. We should be able to be mekayim in a complete sense the other bracha, if you will, of Bilam in the sixth parasha, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. When things are good, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. In the regular days, in the regular routine, in the regular grind of life, we should be zochah to live lives in a way that spread and show ourselves and others the tremendous beauty of Klal Yisrael. Matov Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. We should be zochah to have a wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful Bein HaMetzarim, hopefully concluding with the ultimate Geula, Mashiach coming, Be'ez Hashem, Herabi Amenu, Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.